Mishnah says in Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, the beginning of the seventh parak, that Almana l'Kohen Gadol, Grusha b'chulitza l'Kohen Hedyot. If an Almana marries a Kohen Gadol or a Grusha b'chulitza marry a Kohen Hedyot, hechnis lo avdim milug v'avdis v'barzel, avdim milug lo yechol b'truma. So if she has avadim, avdim milug, they're not able to eat truma. The reason is, as Rashi explains, is that when the Almana marries a Kohen Gadol, she becomes a chalala. She's now nischalim and a kahuna, so she's not allowed to eat truma. And when she can't eat truma, her avadim, avdim milug, which are considered her avadim, can't eat as well, because being that they're owned by her, who is a halala and can't eat truma herself, they can't eat truma because of her as well. So it's mavur in the Mishnah that the isha herself, the almana of the Kohen Gadol, is not for sure not allowed to eat truma because she became a halala. So the achanim are bothered with the kasha, the karanari, and others that lechara the almana herself should be able to eat truma. There's no reason why she can't eat truma, because it's true she became a halala. So her, let's say she's a kahana, so she's nischalim and a kahuna, but why should that make a difference? Why should that be a problem? Even a Bas Yisrael who gets married to a kain is able to eat truma because she's kinyan kasbei. Kinyan kasbei says that if the kain owns something, they could eat truma. So the kain has a kinyan kasbei in his wife, she could eat truma even though she's a zara. The kain owns an eved, the eved can eat truma even though he's a zara. So the din kinyan kasbei says that even though you're a zara, you're able to eat truma. So now the aman of the kain gadol is nischalim and a kahuna. She becomes a halala and she loses her kedushas kahuna because she did the aveira of marrying a kohen gadol. So that takes away her kedushas kahuna. She's a halala. She's basically a zara. She's like a zara. But why is she worse than any eishes yisrael, any bas yisrael who's a zara? And yet she's able to eat truma if she's married to a kohen because of the din of kinyan kasbei. So then that should work for the almana as well. So it's true she lost her own kedushas kahuna, but let her eat me din kinyan kasbei of her husband that allows a zara to eat. So if a zara could eat, why can the almana not eat even though she's a halala? She should be able to eat midin kinyan kasbei. That's the kasha that Chanim have on the Mishnah, a very stark kasha. And there's a very yesodistic ketayetz from Rabbi Achber, another Achranim, that clear very yesodistic hakira in this din of kinyan kasbei that a isha is a chelis b'truma. Now, what's the pshat in this that we say that a regular bas yisrael could eat truma if she's married to a kohen because of the din of kinyan kasbei? Is it the pshat that really she's a zara and she remains a zara, but being that she's owned by a kohen, anything which is owned by a kohen, anything which is kinyan kasbei, is able to eat truma even though she's a zara? Or is the pshat that kinyan kasbei says that being that the kohen was kohener and the kohen owns her in a certain sense, she gets a din kahana, she gets a din of kedushas kahuna, machmas the kohen. It's like the kahuna of the kohen is mispashed onto her, spreads onto her because of the fact that she's kinyan kasbei, and therefore she's eating midin kahanas. Not because she's kinyan kasbei the kohen, but she has her egin din achila, she has her own din achila, because now she became a kahanas since she's married to a kohen. So Rabbi Achbar wants to say that the pshat is like the second pshat, and really there's a chiluk between the kinyan kasbei of an isha and the kinyan kasbei of an eved. He says, by an eved, the kinyan kasbei is kipshuta. You own the eved, he's kashar v'chamari, you have a full kinyan, mamon is a kinyan in the eved, there's no kedushas kahuna that's on the eved, he eats because he's the kinyan kasbei of the kayan, even though he's fully a zar and he has no kedusha at all. But by an isha, that's not the pshat. By an isha, we know the Rishonim say that ein isha mamon ishal baal. The baal doesn't own his isha like mamon is, you don't own her like a chayfetz. There's not a full kinyan kasbei in the isha. So what does it mean that isha is a chelis midin kinyan kasbei? It's not because she's a zara that's owned by a kain, but the kinyan kasbei means that it be about the kain was kind of her, the kain was mekadosh her, that gives her a shtickle din of kedushas kuna. You know, she gets a din kedushas kuna that spreads on her from the baal. I mean, mela she eats because of her din kuna, because she's now a kahanis, she got a din kahanis because of the din of kinyan kasbei. That's how he wants to understand the din of kinyan kasbei of an isha. So being that the isha is not eating because she's a zara who's owned by a kain, but she's eating because she herself became a kahanis through the kinyan kasbei to the baal. So if she's eating machmas her own kedushas kahuna, now that she became a chalala, she loses that kedushas kahuna is nischalo, and now she's no longer allowed to eat because she's basically a zara. And the fact that she's owned by the kohen is not going to help, because the kinyan kasbei on a isha is not going to help, because the kohen doesn't own an isha, doesn't own his wife like he owns an eved. By an eved, the eved is a full mamnistika baila, so that kinyan kasbei can be meichel even though he's a zar. But by an isha, it was never the pshat that she's eating because she's owned in a monetary sense by her baal. She ate because the kedushas kahuna, the baal is nispashed on her through the kinyan kasbei. But now that she became a chalala and she lost that kedushas kahuna, she's no longer able to eat. So that's a very sadistic hakir that comes out from here. What is the pshat in the din of an eishes kain eating? Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, eishes kain eats midin kinyan kasbei. Is it the pshat that she eats because she's a zara but she's owned by the kain, or the din kinyan kasbei itself gives her a din kedushas kahuna and she eats in her own right? And from this Gemara over here, Lachar would be a right to the second tzad, according to the Acharonim.